So our readings today from the Tuesday of the fifth week of Lent, actually all of our readings during Lent, if you've noticed, it's for the daily Mass, the lectionary for daily Mass, for Lent and Easter, the first reading and the Gospel are connected, the themes thematically. So, you know, if you've been following along here during the days of Lent, you can notice the connection between the first reading and the Gospel, and we'll continue to notice that connection through Easter. The rest of the days throughout the liturgical year for daily Mass, the first reading and the Gospel don't necessarily match. Today we clearly see that match, and you have the story from our first reading from the book of Numbers of chapter 21, where the Israelites have grown frustrated with God and with Moses. They've begun to lose hope on their long journey now after they've been rescued from Egypt. They're losing hope. They're becoming frustrated. So they complain to God and they complain to Moses. And with the punishment there, God sends serpents to bite them, and many of them die. Those that still live, they cry out to God and ask for repentance and for remedy. God has Moses build a serpent, a bronze serpent, and put it on a pole. And the bizarre remedy here is that by looking upon the symbol of which caused their death or their suffering, is of which will then now heal them. And so I'm hoping, just to help our prayer today or our meditation throughout this day, I just want to read a reflection from Fulton Sheen, Bishop Fulton Sheen, who just gives this beautiful reflection on the comparison here of the Israelites looking upon the bronze serpent to save them, of course, to Jesus' words in the Gospel today of telling the Jews, the Pharisees, that he will soon be lifted up for the salvation of the world. So here's this short meditation from Fulton Sheen that I hope will aid us in our prayer today. He says this: our blessed Lord was now declaring that he was to be lifted up as the serpent had been lifted up. As the brass serpent had the appearance of a serpent and yet lacked its venom, so too, when he would be lifted up upon the bars of the cross, he would have the appearance of a sinner and yet be without sin. As all who looked upon the brass serpent had been healed of the bite of the serpent, so all who looked upon him with love and faith would be healed of the bite of the serpent of evil. It was not enough that the Son of God should come down from the heavens and appear as the Son of Man, for then he would have been a great teacher and a great example, but not a redeemer. It was important for him to fulfill the purpose of the coming, to redeem man from sin while in the likeness of human flesh. Teachers change men by their lives. Our blessed Lord would change men by his death. The poison of hate, sensuality, and evil which is in the hearts of men could not be healed simply by wise exhortations and social reforms. The wages of sin is death, and therefore it was to be by death that sin would be atoned for. As in the ancient sacrifices, the fire symbolically burned up the imputed sin among the victim, so on the cross, the world's sin would be put away in Christ's suffering. For he would be upright as a priest and prostrate as a victim. The two greatest banners that were ever unfurled were the uplifted serpent and the uplifted Savior. And yet there was an infinite difference between them. The theater of one was the desert, and the audience was a few thousand Israelites. The theater of the other was the universe, and the audience, the whole of mankind. From the one came a bodily healing, soon to be undone again by death. From the other flowed soul healing unto life everlasting. Lord, we ask for your help this day as we approach the beginning of Holy Week, just a number of days away, to help us to glance at the cross, the crucifix, and help us, Lord, to experience healing as we glance upon the cross. Help us to have hope, to not grow discouraged, but to know that you are Lord of Lords and King of Kings by your death on the cross.